page 173, but 2 years later, Jewish writer Israel Abrahams distinguished Jewish culture from the Oriental precisely on the basis of its rendering the unsightly beggar unnecessary. Quote, deep-rooted in the Jewish heart lay the sentiment that poverty had rights as well as disabilities, and the first of those rights demanded that the poor need not appeal for sympathy by exhibiting their sorrows. In this characteristic the Jew was never Oriental, but struck out an original line of his own. Like Coriolanus, he might have exclaimed, against an alivative or fraternal service bought by exposure and publicity, I cannot put on the gown, stand naked, and entreat them, / for my wound's sake, to give their suffrage. 307. End of quote. Despite their differences, both quotations share two repudiations, of ugly begging and of the Oriental, understood as one and the same. As Abrahams's assertion illustrates, leaders from targeted immigrant ethnic groups rejected association with the taint of the unsightly beggar, much like the advocates in the deaf and blind schools who worked hard to dissociate impairment from begging. Immigrant associations strategically and prudently repudiated every trace of the tramp as modal subject.